Hockey Canada's federal funding is being frozen in the wake of the national organization's handling of an alleged sexual assault and out-of-court settlement. Minister for Sport Pascal Street-Ange said in a statement Wednesday that Hockey Canada will only have funding restored once it discloses the recommendations of improvement provided by a third-party law firm hired to investigate the alleged incident 4 years ago. Hockey Canada must also become signatories to the Office of the Integrity Commissioner, a new government agency with the power to independently investigate abuse complaints and sanction inappropriate behavior. Hockey Canada will receive no more payments or new funding from Sport Canada until they comply with these conditions, Saint-Ange's statement read. The move comes after Hockey Canada President Scott Smith and outgoing CEO Tom Rennie were grilled by MPs earlier this week during a Standing Committee on Canadian Heritage hearing into the organization's response to the alleged sexual assault involving 8 players. Hockey Canada's testimony did not provide us with sufficient information, Saint-Ange said in her statement. We did not learn much, and what we did learn is deeply troubling. Hockey Canada quietly settled the lawsuit last month after a woman claimed she was assaulted by members of the country's 2018 gold medal-winning World Junior Hockey Team in June of that year at a Hockey Canada function in London, Ont. The woman, now 24, was seeking $3.55 million in damages from Hockey Canada, the Canadian Hockey League and the unnamed players. Details of the settlement have not been made public, but Smith said Monday no government or insurance money was used. Saint-Ange has said she only learned of the allegations and settlement 2 days before TSN broke the story late last month after receiving a phone call from Rennie. A spokeswoman for Hockey Canada did not reply to an email request for comment Wednesday. Hockey Canada hired Toronto law firm Henine Hutchison LLP to conduct its investigation, but Smith and Rennie told MPs players present at the event in London were not mandated to participate. Rennie initially said between 4 and 6 of the 19 players in question spoke with investigators before Smith indicated later the number was 12 or 13. Hockey Canada has said repeatedly the woman decided against speaking with police or its investigators. Smith and Rennie reiterated Monday the woman also chose not to identify the players. Smith said London police informed Hockey Canada its criminal investigation was closed as of February 2019. The independent investigation ended in September 2020, but Rennie said the report is incomplete and shouldn't be released. There is not much more that we have to offer in terms of information along those lines, he testified Monday. Hockey Canada said they would not share with the committee the advice they received from the independent firm, or how they plan to respond, Street-Ange said Wednesday. We also heard that the independent investigation was not completed, nor were the 8 John Doe players identified. This is unacceptable. The NHL, which also only recently learned of the allegations, is conducting its own investigation because some of the players in question are now in the league. Hockey Canada received $14 million from Ottawa in 2020 and 2021, including $3.4 million in COVID-19 subsidies, according to government records obtained by CBC and TSN. Smith testified Hockey Canada has reported 3 sexual assault complaints in recent years, including the London incident, but wouldn't discuss the other 2 in front of the committee. I cannot comment on the level of investigation of the other 2, said Smith, adding there have been 1 to 2 complaints of sexual misconduct each of the last 5 or 6 years. Not good enough, according to Saint-Ange. I cannot accept this standard as business as usual in our national sport organizations, she said. And Canadians should not either. Federal money makes up 6% of Hockey Canada's funding, according to the organization's numbers, trailing business development and partnerships, 43%, funding agencies, 14%, insurance premiums, 13%, and interest revenue, 10%. This report by the Canadian Press was first published June 22, 2022. Joshua Clipperton, The Canadian Press.